Lots of industrial jobs are coming into the Kent Valley south of Seattle. Jobs at businesses that make everything from ice sculptures to airplane parts. And workers today, they don't want to carry a metal lunch pail to work anymore. They want to go out. Restaurants and pubs are trying to capitalize on all those hungry workers with money in their pockets. But it's tricky in Kent. From our Region of Boom team, Joshua McNichols explains why.
The city of Kent was laid out perfectly for industry. It's flat, it's close to major highways, and there's a lot of room. Back when the modern city was planned, planners tried to keep all that industry separate from other uses. You know, the factories and warehouses go over here, and the restaurants and stores go over there. But that created a problem.
There's nothing here. I mean, it's...
And when you say nothing's happening here, what do you mean specifically? Like, what would you do in Seattle that you can't do here in Kent?
Go out, events, parties, concerts, just big city activities.
Edward Reichenbach works in Kent at Blue Origin, the rocket company. But he lives in Seattle, where he has access to those big city activities. Still, today he's hanging out after work at a brewery in Kent. It's called the Airways Brewing Company. They have an aviation theme. There's a Boeing nose cone on the wall and an IPA beer called the Sky Hag. Brewery owner Dion Dittmar says that's an insulting term for flight attendants.
It's just a little bit of an inside joke. A lot of our flight attendant customers find it funny. Some not so much, but...
Previously, the brewery had one location a little farther away. When it came time to open a second location, a tap room, they plopped it right next to Blue Origin. Devin Vezetinsky stopped by after work.
You got to have those places close by. If you're just living in a purely industrial compound and city, then how do you get lunch? How do you go grab a beer with your coworkers?
As we were talking, one of the directors of Blue Origin walked in, Walt McCleary. All eyes turned his way as he ordered his favorite beer, the New Shepard. He says it's named after a Blue Origin rocket, one of the first to successfully return to Earth.
That's the beer I drink every time I come in here.
Airways Brewing, they've prospered in part by locating themselves right in the middle of an industrial neighborhood. But what happens when you're not located in the middle of all that manufacturing and growth? Businesses in the older commercial areas that were traditionally separated from industry have to do a little more work to capture a piece of the pie. Take Azell's famous chicken. Lewis Rudd opened up the Kent branch 8 years ago.
What we have is a very special battering process, right, that locks out the oils and seals in the natural chicken juices. And that's one of the things that makes Azell's special.
Azell's started in Seattle's Central District, across from Garfield High School. When they opened their Kent location, they started seeing some familiar customers.
One of the things that we realized was that a lot of the families that lived in the Central District and the black community there had kind of migrated south out to the Kent area.
That gave Azell's a solid, loyal customer base. But to reach all the workers at the manufacturing and corporate jobs further away, Rudd had to make some changes. He started using a delivery service called Peach, which delivers large quantities of food to workers at their jobs. And he contracted with a franchisee who parks an Azell's Express food truck outside of places like Blue Origin.
And so as Kent grows, Azell's grows. As Azell's grow, Kent grows. You know, it's a win-win.
In Kent, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.
I'm going to get the mashed potatoes, and then can I add the slow-baked beans also?